and welcome to The Sci Guys, the show where we talk about the crazy, weird, and wonderful stories from the science world. I'm Corey, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host, the limp-wristed Luke Cutler.
Excuse me? What have I been doing with my wrist?
This week, we're talking about being babies and cuffing kids. But first... We got a Spotify update.
How many people are listening to my nonsense on Spotify?
Too many people are listening to your nonsense.
Agreed.
We've got over 86,000 listeners at this point and over 46,000 followers, which is insane. But I think we could reach a million bazillion followers if every single person that's listening to this right now, I'm not going to repeat myself or fix it, every single person that's listening to this right now on Spotify tells another friend who isn't listening on Spotify, perhaps someone that's watching on YouTube or who's listening on Apple or anywhere else, to listen on Spotify. In fact, tell someone that isn't a friend, tell your enemy to listen to this. Hey, I'm gonna give them a message now. Hey, enemy of the person that sent this, you suck. I think you suck, but actually I don't, because I think you should follow us on Spotify. Anyway, why don't we carry on with the show?
Yeah, sure, please.
Well, normally I ask a question at the start of every episode, and today is no different. So the question for you and everyone who's watching and listening, if you're listening on Spotify or Apple, get to the YouTube comments, answer the question for us. And the question is, were you spanked or smacked or in receipt of corporal punishment as a child, or would you do that to your own kids?
Now, not to out my parents, but yes, I was. And no, I don't think I would. I think generally parenting has changed its mind on that.
But we turned out all right, buddy. We turned out all right.
Neither of us turned out all right, Corey.
Yeah, we're doing a podcast, am I right? Don't hit your kids or they could end up like us. And that's the last thing anyone wants.
There's already too many podcasts.
Yeah, we just want to cut down on the competition. So first off, let's talk a little bit about the concept today. So it's spanking or smacking or corporal punishment. I mean, the title of this episode is likely spanking because Americans dominate culture in a very irritating way that also results in them not knowing what any other culture calls anything. So in the UK, we would call it smacking, you know, hitting your kids. American would call it spanking. And in general, the more sort of broad term is corporal punishment. Do you know where the term corporal punishment comes from?
Well, the army of some kind, I think.
Corporal punishment?
A corporal punishment at your service.
As in body.
What? Oh!
Yeah!
Punishment of the body.
Yeah!
Oh, like corpus. Yes, yeah. Very good.
I thought you were making a joke for a moment.
I thought the corporal, isn't the corporal in the army somewhere as well?
Yeah, corporal.
Which is sort of punishing. It's sort of like, oh, you're not part of our country and you're going to be punished for it.
So yeah, you're right. Wait, no, you're not right.
No, I'm wrong, actually.
I'm right. It comes from body, you know, corporal punishment. So it's basically any sort of physical punishment is what we're talking about. And I mean, in the US and in the UK, I guess the most common way of doing this would be bending a kid over your knee and scalping them on the air. Like, that's the way that you would do it generally. I mean, in schools it also existed. You'd get a caning, you know, or, you know, you could have a switch, like a stick. You just hit someone with a stick or a belt. I'm just listing a number of different ways to physically abuse your child. And the weird thing about it is that it was perfectly normal 10, 15, how old are we? 20 years ago. Trying to do the math in my head. I'm like, when was I a child?
What's the line that doesn't get our parents cancelled?
Well, the thing is, I mean, we can talk about this in a second, the sort of legality aspect of it. But first, I just want to talk about how common it is. Now, I've only got statistics for the US, and that will make sense in a moment. How common do you think spanking is in the US? Not the sexual variety.
Yes, which is what I thought this podcast was going to be about when I accidentally saw your notes.
Two separate times we had that conversation where Luke said, oh, we have to call it spanking. And I was like, corporal punishment, buddy. It's hitting kids, not hitting adults consensually.
Okay, so how common is it in the US? I think now I would expect like 5% of kids are still being spanked by their parents.
So I have a couple of estimates here. One of them says that about 80% of kids by the time they reach the fifth grade have been spanked. There's another survey that suggests nearly half of all US parents have hit their kids. That was in 2016, though. Trying to find the more modern numbers is difficult.
That's
right?
Fairly modern, though, by the standards of what I'd expect parenting to have been in the kind of modern era.
Yeah.
That's dreadful.
80% was 2018, though.
Even worse.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't actually think how many kids have been spanked is the most important thing to look at, as in, you know, if, whether it's 80% or 50% or whatever, because a non-zero number is bad, mm-hmm. ultimately, right? A non-zero number of children being hit is a bad thing. So before we get into the science of it, why don't we talk a little bit of the legality? Do you think it is legal? In which countries do you think it is illegal to hit your child?
Illegal?
Legal.
Legal. I think probably all of them.
Really?
Yeah.
There are about 30 at least countries wherein it is illegal. Can you name maybe a couple of them?
Scotland.
Yes.
Yay!
Well done.
Go Scotland.
I know, right? We're good.
England? No.
Try again.
Oh, God. America?
No, as far as I'm aware.
Oh,
so you've got the UK, wherein it is illegal to hit your child, use corporal punishment on your child in Scotland and in Wales. Sweden was one of the first, not in the UK, but Sweden was one of the first countries to ban it outright.
The wokey countries. Although Sweden apparently not so wokey anymore, I've heard.
Yeah, I mean, they're woke, they're progressive in some ways.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm being
I know you're being facetious, but unfortunately not everyone who is listening to this podcast is you and me sitting in this room.
I think if Norway allows spanking kids, I think my heart might be broken.
Norway, that's gonna happen. No. So yeah, I mean, what I'm trying to say here is that in the UK it is legal in England and legal in Northern Ireland, as far as I'm aware, but Scotland and Wales banned it. And what it initially used to be was something pretty messed up. So it says that, you know, you're allowed to hit a child if it's reasonable punishment. So this is coming from Citizens Advice UK. As a parent, you don't have the legal right to smack your child unless it's reasonable punishment. Find out more from Child Law Advice. Now, the thing is that if the violence that you're using, if you hit the kid hard enough that it leaves a mark, or, you know, a bruise, scratches, broken skin in any sort of way, you can get done for assault.
Good.
But so obvious, yes.
Okay, well, we found the line. That's a good enough line. No,
it's
maybe
not.
Sorry, I meant the other way. We found the line of like how bad it's. That's definitely too bad.
That's definitely. If we're gonna have to draw a line somewhere, at least it's not farther than
yes,
where it is.
That's
okay?
What I was trying to say.
So it is legal in England to beat a child to the point of whatever, so long as you stop before there is any mark.
Okay. Well, the line needs to move.
The line needs to move to it's not okay to hit your child, I think. So in school, no teacher is allowed to hit a child. It says the head teacher and teachers can use reasonable non-physical means to punish a pupil for unacceptable conduct or behavior. A member of staff can use reasonable physical force to break up a fight between pupils or to stop pupils endangering themselves, other pupils, or school property, or to prevent a pupil from committing a criminal offense. In care and other institutions, not allowed as well. And registered childminders also are not allowed to hit chillins. So the only person that's got the legal right to hit up a child, not hit up, hit a child, hit up is a very different thing. The only person that's got a legal right to beat their child is the owner of said child, so long as they don't leave a mark. I'm sorry, is that not what this is saying?
Yeah,
if you own a child, you can do what you want with them, so long as, you know, you can't prove it based on any physical manifestations of that beating. Oh, horrid, horrid, horrid stuff. You know, the thing is that I don't know how Gen Z feel about this. And, okay, I say I don't know how Gen Z feel about this. People will be thinking, oh, you are Gen Z. I grew up as a millennial online. You know, I'm cusp. But when I say Gen Z, I mean the kids that are a decade younger than me or whatever. How old is that? That's like 15 or so, right? I don't know how they sort of view this, because I don't know how common this is anymore. I mean, at least when I was a kid, it wasn't a terribly uncommon thing to just give your kid a hit every now and then. Like, you know, like obviously not. And this is what's going to sound really, really weird, I think, to people that don't have this experience, is that when I say it's obviously not, you know, hitting them really bad, it's just hitting them so that you hurt them so that they don't do the thing again.
Yeah.
To be clear, I think all of it is bad. I'm not defending any of this. It's just you've got to try and approach it from that cultural view to put it in context. And I'm curious as to whether kids, you know, 10 years younger than us have that same sort of cultural understanding. Because I know for a fact that they don't have that understanding of certain slurs and whatnot that were commonplace, you know, 10, 15 years ago. So you know, hitting a kid has become less and less acceptable. But is it at the point where kids nowadays would think it's just absolutely abhorrent the way that we do, but, you know, they don't have the sort of cultural context to understand what it was like back then?
Yeah, I don't know, because when we're talking about slurs and stuff, right? So like, that would come under the law, right? So if you're using slurs, that would be, you're generally using slurs against what would be legally defined in the UK as like a protected group, right? Mm-hmm. So you'd be talking about people who are gay, you'd be talking about people with disabilities, those kind of slurs that were pretty commonplace when we were kids.
Those two, yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm being serious.
Like, those are the two main ones that were used.
Yes, I didn't hear a lot of like race-based slurs used by the kids in my school.
I did.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. But as like a derogatory term to somebody whom it didn't apply to.
Yeah.
Well, you did experience a few very specific ones.
They were trying their hardest. They gave me the wrong racial slurs, but they were trying.
But using slurs to mean somebody who has a disability.
Using the R slur or calling someone gay in the sense that gay means bad.
Yeah. Would now be legally protected, right? So like that would be like, to a certain extent, the police aren't probably going to do anything, but there will be some sort of hate speech law for protected groups, right? In the UK.
The Equality Act was only in 2010?
Okay, well, that's bad.
Sorry, I was just like, oh, yeah, I guess it is legally protected, but has that not been around for... Nope, 2010, no, sorry.
Not so long. But whereas the law hasn't caught up with, for example, the idea that spanking kids is not good. So what's so interesting is if you're using the kind of slurs part as a comparison, the law has changed on that since we were kids, but the law on the spanking part, maybe it's become slightly stricter, I don't know, but it's definitely not caught up. So whether that then means that there's a difference in opinion among sort of Gen Z or like kids, I don't know if it'd be quite so like hard line as it is with things like slurs, which are, you know, the world's caught up in our country at least and said that's not acceptable.
Yeah, and I guess another interesting wrinkle to this is that Gen Z kids still could have been hit by their parents.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
What I mean? And so they could still be carrying that with them. So whereas parents now, I mean, if I see a parent now hitting their kid, I'm intervening. I'm stopping. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care. If I see a parent hitting a kid on the street, I'm stopping that, because that's not right. I don't care if you're a parent. You don't own a person. Okay, you don't get to do what you want to a person just because you managed to pop them out your body, all right? Like, that doesn't give you full rights over them as though they're an object. So, yeah, it's really insane to me that we had a law against, you know, hitting children, you know, assaulting children, but there's a caveat if it's reasonable punishment.
Or if you're the parent. Yeah.
The caveat is if you're a parent and it's reasonable punishment.
Yeah, yeah. But even just the fact that you're a parent means that there's a different law applies when it comes to corporal punishment. I feel like if you ask most people, do you kind of agree with corporal punishment? They'd probably be like, well, actually, to be fair.
No, Luke.
The country we're in, maybe quite a lot of them would.
No.
Okay.
I turned out all right.
Okay. I live in a bubble.
Yeah, man. No, this is what I mean. It's really difficult to, because I think we've come to a generation wherein we are much more willing to, I guess, introspect on the things that caused us issues. You know, we're much more willing to not just get on, to mm-hmm. break that cycle of abuse. I mean, look at the number of movies that are coming out nowadays about, you know, generational trauma. Mm-hmm. I mean, just last year, you had two amazing ones, Turning Red and what is it? Everything Everywhere All at mm-hmm. Once, right? Mm-hmm. Two brilliant films, Everything Everywhere, one of my favorites. And while they're not about, you know, physical violence, they are films about looking at how, you know, our parents can affect us and how their parents affected them. And I feel like that's something that's become much more common in recent years. And so I guess we're much more likely to reflect upon our childhood and not, you know, just write it off as this was all fine because I'm fine. I feel we're much more willing to say this wasn't okay, mm-hmm. and I don't want to perpetuate that.
And I think ultimately the most important factor in this is, as I expect we'll get onto, does it actually work? Like, that is ultimately the defining factor of, like, or at least the bar for, like, okay, we can take moral obligation to this. Even if it works, then like, we'll have a discussion about whether it's the right thing to do under certain circumstances. But if it actually also doesn't work, or if there are other methods which work better, such as, by the way, we know that training dogs with positive reinforcement rather than negative reinforcement is more effective. So I think probably children are probably a bit more complex than dogs and maybe follow
a similar pattern.
Hit them.
Yeah, no, I guess. No. I get what you're saying. We should beat children more.
But not dogs.
But not dogs. Yeah, I, you know, the importance of whether it works. I mean, the importance of whether it works or not is not very significant to me. You know, I don't care if it works. I don't think we should beat people. But Lucky for me, I have some data here that supports my opinion.
All I mean is that where it's an opinion, some data, then it's like, well, now it's not an opinion.
Oh, no, absolutely.
You're just wrong, I hope. Let's see the data.
Well, that's the thing. And when I say I've got data that supports my opinion, I always have data that supports my opinion. Do you know why? Because my opinion's based on the data, buddy. I'll update it based on what comes along. But, you know, just before we move on, it is incredibly interesting to me that of all of Britain, and I specifically mean Britain, England's the only one where it's still legal to beat a kid so long as you're their parent and you don't leave a mark.
What about Northern Ireland?
Northern Ireland, it's also still legal, I believe.
We'll put it in the Brexit agreement.
Jesus, man. So I kind of want to talk about the harm. So obviously, dearie me, I just caught a line in my notes that says, on the international front, physical discipline is increasingly being viewed as a violation of children's human rights. Which...
Yes.
What? Increasingly, beating a person is being seen as bad for them and we shouldn't do it.
Wow, what woke nonsense is this?
Honestly. So, as I said, 30 countries in the world have banned physical punishment of kids in all settings, it says, including the home. And it says as well that these bans are usually more about sort of public education than they are about prosecuting parents for doing that. Obviously, if you beat a child severely enough, it's still going to be assault and abuse and you're going to get done for that. But just the sort of lower level, not leaving a mark, hitting a kid over the bum. Why do we do that, by the way? Why do we choose smack the bum? Why is that a thing?
I think because it's got quite a lot of like soft deposits, so it's more like a sharp feeling that's not going to, it's not hitting any muscle, it's not hitting any bone, it's just like a,
it's the biggest muscle in your body.
Oh right, yeah, that's true. Has it got a lot of fat on it too though?
It can, but not for most, I mean for a kid maybe not that much.
Okay, well then I'm wrong. I don't know why.
I have a theory that I've just come up with, or not a theory as much as a hypothesis, and there's no way to prove this or whatever. You can't see it.
No way. You think that's what it is?
Well, the face would be the easiest place and the most painful, and you'd need to hit someone. You don't need to hit someone hard to hurt their face, although that does hurt you. You can't punch someone in the chest. I guess it's the easiest place to, other than the hands, you know?
Yeah.
But if you hit someone's hands, then they can't do much with those hands afterwards. So I guess it's just something that can't, it doesn't impede them doing stuff afterwards. But also it's not visible. I don't know. I feel like that it not being visible is a part of it. And also, can we just talk about how it, being hit on that area is weird and uncomfortable in terms of, like, you know what I mean? It's a place that you're not usually supposed to touch on other people.
Yeah.
But especially if it's like full on exposed skin smacking sort of thing, that's humiliating as well as being painful. There are many aspects to this.
Yeah. Oh my God. I hadn't even considered that part of it is like sometimes they pull down your pants and smack your bare bum. I didn't even consider, that's weird.
Yeah.
Oh God, that's so weird. You literally put a wrapper on this thing all day, but the parent can be like, I'm going to get this out. I'm going to give it a little spanking because you did something wrong. Weird.
Yeah.
So weird.
So strange, the lessons that you'd learn from that. So let's get more into it. I've got a quote here from Elizabeth Gershoff, who's a PhD, a leading researcher on physical punishment at the University of Texas at Austin. And she says, physical punishment doesn't work to get kids to comply, so parents think they have to keep escalating it. That's why it's so dangerous. And if you look at the research, as Gershoff did, decades of it, you would maybe be able to write a report like she did. The report is what research tells us about its effects on children. Oh, sorry. Report on physical punishment in the United States. What research tells us about its effects on children, published in 2008. That essentially says that parents and caregivers, make every effort to avoid physical punishment and calls for the banning of physical discipline in all U.S. schools. Endorsed by dozens of organizations, it says, American Academy of Pediatrics, American Medical Association, Psychologists for Social Responsibility. Look, I mean, it's just something that causes harm. And as I've said here, it can escalate, right? Because, put it this way, you hit a kid a little bit and they do the bad thing again.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, I need to hit them harder.
Yeah.
Well, I need to hit them harder.
Why isn't it working?
Why is this?
I must have to hit them harder. Can I just check? When was this report you're reading about published?
2008.
And that's called for the banning of corporal punishment in U.S. schools. They hadn't banned corporal punishment in U.S. schools yet.
I guess not. Let me check that.
Yeah. Because schools is like, that that was like the 70s, 60s, 70s for us, as schools had corporal punishment.
Which is insane, by the way. Can I just say that it's insane that adults that I know were hit by their teachers.
Yep, my granddad was probably hit by teachers. Both my granddads, I would guess.
Your dad probably as well.
I'll have to ask him. Yeah, I mean, think my dad, I think he has told
your
me
dad
maybe.
Certainly was. My mum, I have a young mum. She's just too young to have been hit in school. But my grandparents were, and other adults that are slightly older than my mum were as well. It's insane to think that as a child, that used to be your world where you could go to school, which nowadays is supposed to be a safe place because, you know, which is insane, by the way. It's insanely incredible to me that school can now be a safe place for kids, which is fantastic because it is the one neutral space that kids have access to and they have to spend so much of their time there. So it is really wonderful that we've come to realize that, hey, maybe this should be a place where they're able to trust their teachers and talk to them. And, you know, it's a shame that now some places in the US are saying, hey, teachers, you have to out kids to their parents because we don't want schools being a safe place anymore. Anyway, it is just so mad to think about being a child back in that era where you could be beat at home and then you could go to school and be hit for, I don't know, being left-handed or for not having your homework done right or, you know, doing anything wrong and they can just hit you. And no one will do it. Like, you're so powerless, so incredibly powerless. And I think if you consider that, it kind of explains the way that some people are nowadays, mm-hmm. you know? Because I don't think we think about that our experiences as children were so fundamentally different to a couple generations before us. You know?
Yeah, I mean, it feels, even just like instinctually, it feels like the whole point of that any kind of corporal punishment is like to cause a scar on the brain, right? So you're, because you know, the signal goes up to your brain and you're like literally like putting a pain signal to go, this thing you did results in pain. Arbitrarily, by the way, because it doesn't result in pain in the real world necessarily. And yeah, it's just like trying to manufacture some kind of trauma in a child. Now, talking of trauma, Corey is looking at his research and looks very traumatized by it. What have you got to tell us, I assume, about US schools?
I'm just going to read out a couple paragraphs from Wikipedia because this is incredibly shocking to me. The practice was held constitutional in the 1977 Supreme Court case Ingram versus Wright, where the court held that the cruel and unusual punishments clause of the Eighth Amendment did not apply to disciplinary corporal punishment in public schools, being restricted to the treatment of prisoners convicted of a crime. So it's fine to hit a child in school, but not to do it to a criminal who's committed a crime. That is mad to me. And don't get me wrong, I don't think we should be hitting criminals either. All I'm saying is there was a point where, and we're still kind of at a point, where you were allowed to treat a child worse than a criminal. Because a child, I don't know, I guess, isn't a person yet. It goes on to say, goodness me, in the years since, a number of US states have banned corporal punishment in public schools. A number. Is that number 50?
More than zero.
Is the number 50? Because if it's not, then, oh boy. So, it continues on. The most recent state to outlaw it was New Mexico in 2011.
Oh my goodness.
And the latest de facto statewide ban was in North Carolina in 2018 when the last school district in the state that had not yet banned it did so. Wow. So it's not a statewide ban. It's school district ban. Wow. In 2014, a student was struck in a U.S. public school an average of once every 30 seconds. As of 2023, corporal punishment is still legal in private schools in every U.S. state except New Jersey and Iowa, legal in public schools in 19 states, and practiced in 15 of the states.
Sorry, I don't have words for that. That's insane.
Good Lord.
Wow, so nearly a third of the states are still... They've still got some form of corporal punishment in school for children.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean that it's practiced, but it's not illegal.
Practice. More than nearly a third. 15, it's practiced in. It's
yeah,
legal
but that
in...
doesn't mean that it's common.
No, no.
Commonly
but still,
practiced.
I
it's
think,
just...
again, let's talk about where we draw
no,
the line.
No, what I'm saying is I don't want the people that are listening to come away from this thinking
yes.
that in a third of all sort of states...
Kids are being tortured. Yeah,
yeah,
sure.
Don't get me wrong. Maybe they are. And it's bad regardless, but Jesus, Luke.
Yeah.
This is bleak. This is bleak. We have an episode of After Dark, which is only become more and more relevant as this episode goes on, talking about children and whether they are people and whether they deserve rights. I think the title of the episode is Are Children an Oppressed Class?
So yes.
Over the course of that, we discuss that very question. If you want to listen to that, you can head to Apple Podcasts, where you can get it on a subscription, or you could head to our Patreon, where you could join that and listen to those episodes there. But Jesus Christ, like, I'm actually a little bit in shock. I'm a little bit in shock right now. I didn't think to look it up in schools, because I'm sorry. I guess I just naively kind of assumed that...
That was in the past.
Yeah. It just goes to show you that I suppose you really need to challenge any assumption that you make. It's practice. It's banned in 128 countries. And apparently in Queensland is the only jurisdiction in Australia where it's still technically legal, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's practiced. But yeah... Yeah. Oh, it says United States is one of the three developed countries where corporal punishment in schools is still allowed alongside Australia and Singapore. But as we said, Queensland is it's only technically legal. So, Jesus, man. How does America constantly tell themselves that they are the best country in the world when...
Because they got the biggest military. That's the only metric.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
That checks out. I suppose also if you indoctrinate your children by having them pledge allegiance to a flag every bloody day, that's horrifying, by the way, right? If I was to say, hey, do you know in North Korea, they pledge allegiance to North Korea every day? People would be like, that's insane, that's wild. That's indoctrinated. America does it!
Imagine if we had to stand up at the start of every day and, like, not now, but pledge allegiance to Queen Elizabeth. And now we were pledging allegiance to Charles.
No, in Scotland, that wouldn't fly, man. That wouldn't work. There is no chance you're getting Scottish people to stand up, like sort of unanimously to pledge allegiance to the riots.
What would you be pledging allegiance to in Scotland then?
I'd be pledging allegiance to nothing, man.
Nicola Sturgeon.
I'd be sat down saying, "Sweet F all." Honestly, I'm not partaking in that.
You could pledge allegiance to the thistle.
I'll pledge allegiance to your ma. I'll tell you that.
Ding-a-ling-ling, is that the ad bell?
I think it is, but it's rather quiet this time.
Well, Luke, we want to keep a big old secret about this Sci Guys merch.
Yes, please do not tell anybody and do not purchase any of it. Otherwise, people will find out.
They might see you wearing our merch or displaying our merch and think, oh, wow, what a cool person. And I'll tell you this, as a cool person myself, having people think you're a cool person can be very, very stressful.
Yeah, we can't have that. And we also can't have you supporting the show to exist that you're enjoying right now.
Yeah, so absolutely under no circumstances should you go to normalcitizen.store and pick up some Sci Guys merch. Some Sci Guys merch like beanies and posters and t-shirts and calendars and cool stuff like that. Definitely don't go to that store and buy that.
Goodness me, that's an awful lot of stuff that I'm not going to purchase.
Absolutely, Luke. Now let's get back to the show before anyone listens to us.
God, I really hope we got away with that one.
So getting back to physical punishment, I'm just baffled here. So we've spoken about the harm. We know that it can become harmful in terms of the escalation of the violence. I kind of want to mention spanking brain, as it's called. So It says that research has long underscored the negative effects of spanking on children's social, emotional development, self-regulation, and cognitive development. But new research published, says, in, obviously in this article that I got published this month, shows that spanking alters children's brain response in ways similar to severe maltreatment and increases perception of threats.
I mean, it is maltreatment.
Yeah.
So that's why, yep.
Yep. It turns out, beating a child makes them feel bad. Who'd have known? Ooh, like, yeah. Sometimes scientists do a very thankless job of proving things that are so painfully obvious, but people want to do them anyway. This is a capital punishment situation all over again. I've been doing this in my YouTube comments quite a bit recently because I mentioned capital punishment briefly in a video, and people have been saying, oh, but but do you want all the murderers out on the streets? I don't want to be paying for a murderer to live forever in jail. You pay more to kill them because of all of the legal red tape. But at the end of it, all you've got is a dead person. And sometimes they're not even the right person. Capital punishment doesn't work, but people feel good when they do it. So they keep doing it.
People are weird.
Yep. So let's get back to this. the study is called Corporal Punishment and Elevated Neural Response to Threat in Children, published in Child Development. Essentially, it looked at the brain functioning of kids that had been hit. It looked at 147 kids, including some who were spanked and some who weren't, at the sort of start of their lives. And they did some MRI scans to see what was going on. Basically, they were scanning their brains as they were looking at pictures of emotional responses, you know, smiling faces, sad faces, frowny faces, although it's an American frown, so I suppose it's... American frowns are different, aren't they?
Probably just neutral.
No, I mean, hold on. Frown for us is the brow, right?
Right.
And a frown for American, I think, is a...
Oh, like a sad face.
Is it not?
I didn't know there was such a difference in definition.
Yeah, it seems to be the case. Anyway, they were looking at sad faces and happy faces, essentially, right? And they found that kids who had been hit had higher activity response in the areas of their brain that regulate emotional responses and detect threats, even to facial expressions that most would consider non-threatening. So, turns out, if you hit your kids and inflict physical trauma upon their bodies, they might end up traumatized. What? Who'd have thunk it? Surprise, surprise! I'm actually going a little bit insane here. It bugs me that we're doing this episode. I know I chose it and all of that, but I just... It's as soon as I started doing the research, I was just like, this feels like shooting fish in a barrel, except the fish have already been shot and I'm just standing there looking at them. That's what's happening. Yeah. I'm like, hey guys, I shot these fish. I mean, well, I found these fish shot already. I don't know what I'm doing here. What am I doing here? We all know this is bad. Science know this is bad. America's still beating kids. England's still beating kids. What the hell? Sometimes, look, this is a science podcast, man. I know that. So we all appreciate delving into study after study. I've looked at meta-analyses. I've looked at articles discussing meta-analyses that are a decade old, half a decade old, or reaching almost 2 decades old. And at some point, you've got to put your hands and say, man, I'm tired of this. I'm not. Why would I go digging into... We know that it's bad. That's like... It's like trying to... It's like doing an episode on, hey, if you don't eat, you will die of starvation. I can tell you about all the studies that prove that if you don't eat, you'll die of starvation, but Jesus, man, do I have to?
Out of interest, actually, there was that one guy who didn't eat and didn't starve, and the US were like studying him. Do you remember? There's like a monk or something. Just a complete off topic.
I think he lied. I don't know.
You think he lied? But they put him in a box or something, didn't they? They put him in a box. He couldn't get out. But then there was like some suggestion that he was like sneaking food in or like, I can't remember.
I will say this. Whenever something like that happens, it's almost always a lie. Because if it wasn't, we'd have tried really hard to figure it out.
Yeah.
And if it's only one person, that is so... I mean... If it's only one person, how much can you glean from that? Let's be real. How does that make any sense? Just thermodynamic.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Unless the man's digesting himself. I don't... Anyway. Maybe we'll do an episode on it, or a bonus episode.
Out of interest, did you find a single study that was like, yeah, it's helpful in some situations to spank your kids?
No.
Really?
Not why would I?
No, it just, it's just amazing.
No, I mean,
it's just always so amazing when you find such compelling evidence for something and literally zero evidence to support the opposite opinion, and yet it's still the norm in like most of the countries and some of the biggest country, like the most powerful country. It's like totally normal, not banned.
Yeah, I mean, look, honestly, Luke, I would have to search specifically for can X be beneficial. To find something like that, usually I'll make an effort to search neutrally, because otherwise my own bias comes into it. You know, I'm not going to be searching for studies on the harmful effects of this. I'll just search effects of X or signs of X or X into, you know, PubMed or another database that has a bunch of studies and papers and whatnot. There's a Time article from 2014 that says that it can be an appropriate form of discipline. I don't know how... I see. It's in Ideas and Parenting.
Just for a little idiot check, I've asked ChatGPT, are there any scientific studies that suggest spanking kids as punishment is good? Firstly, it goes on to cite one of the studies you've already talked about, Corey, which shows that there is... spanked children's brain functioning in response to perceived environmental threats compared to children who are not spanked is worse. And there are no research studies showing that spanking is beneficial for children. Those who say spanking is safe for a child if done in a specific way are simply expressing opinions which are not supported by any scientific evidence. That's ChatGPT. It's not always right about everything. It's actually specifically Bing Chat, which is based on ChatGPT. But it does have loads and loads of research in its database. And generally, if you ask it a specific question like that, it will give you some kind of answer. If it's gone through like half the internet or something is in ChatGPT and is like, no, there's nothing.
Yeah, no. Okay, so that Time article I just mentioned. Yeah. And thank you for checking with ChatGPT.
With the AI that's going to take over the world.
Yeah, absolutely. So I got into that Time article. It's an opinion piece.
Yep.
It's from a clinical psychologist. So, you know, the man seems...
Does he sound like this?
No. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't be surprised. I scanned through the article. There is not a single data point. He just... It genuinely sounds... It reads the same as... JP's book, wherein he just asserts things and says, this is the case. And you're like, oh, okay, what, why? Who said, this is the case? I'm telling you, this is the best way of doing it. Because often that doesn't work. Where are the studies that are showing that? No, there's no studies. This man is just asserting that... that hitting also, kids can sometimes be the most effective way of disciplining. And he just says, because at that time, kids don't seem... They sometimes don't understand reasoning in that age range. You shouldn't hit infants, of course. But, you know, in young, toddlery kids, they don't understand reason. You can't do that.
So you just gotta smack them.
What? Sorry, what? Oh, this child doesn't understand reasoning, so I know what I'll do at the critical stage of their development where they're taking on things and we're building the foundations for who they are as a person. I will beat them. I, as their parent and caregiver, will look at them and say, you've done something bad, and now I'm not going to be nice and loving and caring. My unconditional love is going to be set aside for a moment whilst I f***ing hit you.
Are we allowed to swear on
Apple? I'll bleep it. I don't care. That's insane.
Yeah,
insane behavior. Anyone who thinks that it's okay to hit a child, well, one can never ever fear monger about. But what about the children? Never, because you don't care about children. Second, you should be put on a bloody list. And I'm not one for the government keeping tabs on every person for whatever beliefs it got. Whatever,
maybe
you
on
know.
Maybe on the child beaters though. I think I'd be all right with that.
But I think I'd be okay with child beaters being, I don't know, you know, be put on a list somewhere just so you know these are the people that think it's okay to literally beat another defenseless human being.
Don't let them be a teacher. Don't let them be a childminder.
Just don't let them. Just don't let them.
Yeah.
No, you have to... Probation, supervision, don't be around a child ever.
What's interesting about what you said here about this article as well is that the argument is because they can't understand reason, then the effective way of teaching them is to spank them. But like I said earlier, we know that's not a good way to teach dogs. And dogs don't understand reason either. So it's not like, well, dogs don't understand reason, so just smack them every time they do anything. We know that doesn't work as well as rewarding them. So what? Like, that's easily dismantleable. Like,
yeah, we've got a...
Dismantleable.
We've got an episode on gentle parenting coming up in the next couple of months, hopefully with some really lovely guests. And we'll discuss the alternatives more there. Because, I the assertion that children don't understand reasoning and blah, 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 it just doesn't add up. The thing is that a kid doesn't understand when you punish them in that way. It's going to be difficult for a kid to do something wrong and then be hit for it and then associate being hit with exactly the thing that they did wrong. The kind of punishments you want to give are punishments that are you don't want to give punishments. You want to give them natural consequences because that's what happens in the real world. So, I'm going insane. I feel a little bit insane right now. Yeah. I feel like I've been dropped into a world where everyone is more or less normal, except we all think that it's okay to just murder old ladies if they're not wearing the right colored hat, right? That's what it feels like.
We've all been doing that. Oh, you're God. Not in on that.
Oh, no.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
I've got loads of hats at home from all the old ladies. Got a whole collection of hats.
Oh, that's why the Queen was always wearing different ones. When she met Liz Truss that day, she was not wearing the right one. No, but my point is that it just feels insane to me because I've done a bunch of reading on this. And yeah, okay, so when it comes to kids, in terms of discipline, let me just say this. If you want to discipline a child, give them natural consequences, okay? A child, let's say they draw on the walls, make them be responsible for helping you clean that up. You know, if they break a glass, you have them help you clean that up. I mean, that's right. They understand. And you explain to them, hey, don't do this. This is what actions led to this. If you do this again, that's going to happen again. We're going to have to, you know, stop you from being able to use, you know, these glasses because you're going to break them and you might hurt yourself. If you explain that to a child, they can, if you do that over and over, that they can then build that understanding. If the alternative is you broke a glass.
Oh, goodness me.
Oh, I got hit. I'm scared of you now. Obviously.
And that's almost a self-fulfilling prophecy because it also means that if your understanding of the world and your motivation for not doing a thing that it turns out you shouldn't be doing, or even it's just bad for you or bad for society, whatever, you almost end up needing this kind of like aggressive police state, right? Where you have like corporal punishment. You need that because that's how you were raised. That your formation, your formative understanding of the world was based on arbitrarily manufactured consequences. Mm. And so you're going to then either wish to create or going to need a sort of state that creates arbitrarily manufactured consequences in order for you to sort of stay within the lines. Whereas if you just go, oh, right, that's bad for my own good. Right. And because these things happen and like, oh, right.
Turns out if you teach a kid self-regulation, they'll be able to regulate themselves and not need external force or threats of physical violence to keep them in line.
Slow down. This is radical.
I don't have any positive studies. What I do have are studies, a couple that show no associations between spanking and mental health problems in kids that were spanked less than once or twice a month, which... at that point, just don't do it.
Use moderation.
Spanking in moderation. Or beat your child in moderation. And there's also what I've just kind of mentioned there. There's some research that shows that it's got a less negative effect on preschool kids and on infants and adolescents, which that article must have been alluding to. The Time article must have been alluding to. Lucky him, because he just did not... did not reference that at all. It's got a less of a negative effect on preschool kids than infants and adolescents. It doesn't say a positive effect, less of a negative effect.
It's just
effect.
Not quite so bad.
Maybe a neutral effect, whatever. Christopher Ferguson, who's a psychologist at Stetson University in Florida, says, I think it's irresponsible to make exclusive statements one way or another. But ultimately, right, again, as I said up top, I don't care if it's got positive effects or if it's neutral, or like we shouldn't be in a culture where we beat children or anyone for that matter, right? Because even if it has positive effects, is that positive effect in comparison to other tactics? Are you saying that this is by far the most beneficial one and there's no other There's no other sort of, you know, outcomes of it. You know, it's purely positive, and it's absolutely the best way to deal with children. If that just doesn't make any sense, and there's not any evidence to support that, really, right? At best, you could say it's not as negative in all cases.
Yeah,
Matt, it's a lot. I've got some more research here as well. So a study that was published in Child Abuse and Neglect revealed an intergenerational cycle of violence in homes where physical punishment was used. So they interviewed parents and kids aged 3 to 7 from more than 100 families, and kids who were physically punished were more likely to say that hitting was good and to endorse it, which obviously, so they were more likely to say that hitting as a way of sort of resolving conflicts, as stopping any issues, interpersonal issues, was...
Oh, hitting other people, then hitting someone.
Yeah, so like, the kids, they interviewed the kids aged 3 to 7,
yeah,
and the kids were more likely, if they'd been hit, were more likely to say that hitting someone else was an appropriate means of resolving conflict. A peer...
That's great.
Or siblings or whatever.
Wonderful news. Want more of that.
And parents who were... hit his children were more likely to think that it was acceptable, and they also hit their kids, which, like, it's mad to me. Again, also, it says that apparently physical punishment can work momentarily to stop problematic behavior because kids don't want to be hit, they're afraid of it, but the long term it doesn't work, and it can make them more aggressive, as is shown by that. It's one of these difficult things where There are ways to go about this. There are ways to go about raising children that don't involve hitting them. And I feel like, look, yes, I'm not a parent, okay? I've not personally had to raise any children. But I, throughout the course of my life, have been, you know, around a number of small children who have grown up. And hitting them just doesn't seem to make sense on that level, or... on even like on in the level of sort of looking at studies. Now, I mean, my point is that, and this is going to sound maybe bad to people that hit their kids, but I don't care because you hit your kids. I think hitting your kid is a cop out. It's the lazy way, right? And not, and I know that raising kids is incredibly, incredibly difficult. I'm not trying to dispute that at all. But if you have to resort to physical violence, you're doing a bad job. I mean, I'm trying to get across here. How can we teach children at critical points of their development that being beat is okay, that being hit, physical violence, is an appropriate way to resolve conflict or to, you know, to enact punishment? How can we teach them, how can we do that and teach them that at such a young age and then expect them to not carry that on to their later life? I mean, the very fact that, I was hit and I turned out all right, is such a common phrase that you hear amongst people that are proponents of this, is, it just points to that cycle of violence that is sort of present in the literature, wherein if you get hit, you think that it's okay to hit, which is baffling to me, right? Like, you didn't turn out all right. You think it's okay to beat children. And
that'd be a pretty convincing marker. Yeah. Question one, do you think it's okay to beat children? Yes. Right, you're not all right.
Exactly.
We'll have a chat.
Apparently, in a meta-analysis of 26 studies, they found that conditional spanking had greater reductions in defiance or antisocial behavior than 10 of 13 alternative discipline techniques, including reasoning, removal of privileges, and timeout. But removal of privileges and timeout, you're not comparing them against good things. Yes, parents do that. Well, once we get to the gentle parenting episode, you'll see what I mean. But again, I think a lot of these kind of things tend to come from a poor understanding of how kids operate. You kind of, in some ways, people think of them as little adults, but in other ways they don't.
Yeah.
And it's that weird thing where it's like, I'll put you in timeout because you don't understand reasoning. Yeah, but they also don't understand necessarily...
Yeah, timeout.
Time out.
Why am I here? I don't know.
Like, think about what you've done. That's what the reasoning is for.
I don't have the capacity to think if you think I'm not a person.
Yeah, well, but seriously, they don't... a kid doesn't necessarily have the capacity to think and a reason about what they've done wrong. They need your help because you're their parent.
Well, again, not to continuously come back to the dog thing, but, like, it's like when you... If you punish a dog for being on the sofa, then it will just be on the sofa when you're not there. because it's thinking about what it's done, it's only thinking about, oh, I was on the sofa when the person was there. Mm. It's not thinking about, oh, I was on the sofa, full stop.
Yeah.
Because all it's trying to do is avoid the bad thing. And if there's no source for the bad thing, then fine, I can get on the sofa.
And to be clear, you don't think that dogs and kids are analogous. You're just No, I know you don't think yeah. that. I'm just, you know, for anyone that's saying, oh, he keeps on saying the kids are dogs. We understand that dogs and kids are different, you know, but it's just an analogy to help people understand more so than anything, mm-hmm. I would say. I assume. I mean, I don't know.
No, I think dogs are kids.
Cool. Good
kids
to know.
Are dogs, dogs are kids.
So what's interesting to me
give birth to a dog.
About this study is that this spanking that they this conditional spanking that they mentioned was only better than 10 of the 13 alternative discipline techniques, which means there are two techniques that don't involve hitting kids, so use those.
Yeah,
conditional spanking is for 2 to 6 year old kids, where you use 2 open-handed swats on the buttocks only after the child has defied a milder discipline such as time out. Which doesn't really work very well.
Why did you defy this tactic that doesn't work very well? I'm going to do this other thing that doesn't work very well.
Yeah, man. It's just, it's difficult because I've seen kids that are raised through gentle parenting, and people think gentle parenting is, you know, letting the kid do what they want. No, we'll get into what it is in a future episode. But that the kids that I've seen that have been, you know, raised by gentle parents are just so much more emotionally mature and able to sort of entertain themselves and self-regulate as well. That's a key thing. I mean, I find that a lot of people that you have interactions with as an adult that are, I guess, that cause problems in your life, it tends to come from their poor ability to self-regulate. They can't handle their own emotions. They don't have to deal with stuff and they'll lash out. I wonder why. And I don't know. I think we need to focus more on teaching kids how to be people rather than treating kids as, you know, childhood as something that is so distinct from adulthood. Because as we discuss in The After Dark, which you should definitely go and check out, After Dark is a sister show to Sci Guys, where after Sci Guys has ended, they have more conversations. It's like Sci Guys, but with less of the science, more philosophy, politics, all of that stuff. Very fun. But in this After Dark episode, we kind of discuss this, you know, we don't see children as people. That's a problem. I mean, the fact is that we see children as property. That's why it was legal in the UK. That's why it's legal in this literal country that we're sitting in right now for any parent to hit their child as discipline and not get in trouble for it unless they leave a serious mark. Now, that is child abuse. Like, the line between that and, you know, hitting your child, hitting your child for bad reasons, I think is arbitrary, really. Realistically, if you're inflicting violence upon your child, I'm sorry. I'd be assaulting you if I did that to you, though. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But we see children as not people. And it really presents a problem because we view things through the lens of parents' rights. We don't think of what's best for the child. We think of what's easiest for a parent, or, you know, what's best for the parents, or, you know, any number of things like that. Until we can view children as the actual humans that they are. Because that's what they are. Kids are humans. They're people. They're just little people that don't quite know how to look after themselves yet and don't quite understand things yet and don't have the knowledge or the capacity for self-regulation that adults have. So they need people and not just parents. They need people around them to help them and support them and make decisions for them when they don't have the, you know, I guess, capacity to make informed decisions for themselves. That should be the job of parents and, you know, other adults that are around these kids. But somehow that has been warped and twisted into the idea of a child being a piece of property you own until they're 18, at which point you don't own them entirely anymore, but you still have an emotional, you know, ownership of them. It's just, it's truly, truly horrifying to me that we can take the most vulnerable, weakest, literally the most physically weak members of society and treat them so, so poorly and callously. I mean, I think it really speaks to how disgustingly violent and vindictive our society can be that children are always a little caveat. Almost always. I mean, and the thing is, they're used as a means of oppressing other groups, you know. trans people, for example, are they're trans in the kids. And so now we need to get the trans people. Just like back in the day, the gays were, I don't know, gay in the kids. So we've got to get the gays. You know, like, you people will prop up children as a, well, won't somebody please think of the children, like a Helen Lovejoy type deal. But ultimately, we don't care about kids. We don't. I mean, look, I do care about kids. But as a society, I'm saying we don't care about kids. We don't. How can we? We let them get beat. We send them to school where, you know, they have so few, right? Like, oh, can I go to the bathroom, please? Am I allowed to urinate? Am I allowed to empty my bladder? No, you're not, because I'm an adult and I can tell you what you can and can't do. There you go. Sorry. Hold on. The kids who have less of a regulation over their bladder are not allowed to go to the toilet when they need to, because they need to respectfully ask a teacher to... What is that all about? Like, genuinely, think about schooling as it is now, as it stands, and think about how horrifying that would be to be an adult in that position. Being made to go to a place every single day, having no choice in what you do, what you wear, who you speak to, any of these sort of things. Everything is chosen for you. You're not allowed to decide what you eat. Limited choices, you know. You're not allowed to decide what you eat. You're not allowed to really decide... what's the word? You're not allowed to decide when you go to the toilet. You're not allowed to decide basically anything. And that's just your life. That's it. No one cares about you or your interests or anything like that. You are just an object, essentially. It is terrifying. It's prison, basically, actually. I described prison a little bit. But, like, actually,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, it is.
And I just... It's insane to me that this is the first, just first part of our lives. That is what we do. And it's even more insane to me that people want to defend hitting their kids because they think it works. No, it doesn't. It just stops them from doing the bad thing in the moment, but it teaches them a lot of lessons that, you know, we don't want kids learning. It results in trauma. You know, it results in the sense that it can result in a change in their brain where they interpret threats more readily. It's likely, I would say, to not, depending on, you know, how, you know, the severity of the corporal punishment and all of that, it's likely to make the child scared of the parent to some degree, you know. And actually, that is, I think, supported by data as well. I don't have it in front of me, but... I'll fact check myself, you know, and it's kind of horrifying. But even more so is the fact that it's so normal and people will not see it as horrifying.
I feel like this episode broke you, Corey.
A little bit.
I think it was the moment that I asked you whether it's still legal in the US and you found out that it was in many states. The greatest country in the world.
Yeah. So...
Quick fire quiz! Dun 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 dun! Spanking edition, but not the good kind.
So the rules for the quick fire quiz are the same as always. I will ask one question. That's one question between you, Luke, and the audience. The first person to answer the question correctly after finishing asking the question wins. What do you win, Luke?
A little spank from Corey.
That's weird, because I was going to say the loser gets a little spank from Corey too.
Okay, we both get a spanking.
The winner gets a fun spank, and the loser gets a disciplinary spank.
Corporal spank.
Corporal spank.
Corporal spank.
So my question for you is, which is the only country in Britain which still allows parents to hit their kids so long as they don't leave a mark?
England.
Ding, ding,
our
ding.
Country. Da, 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 da.
Not my country. This is not my country.
You're in it now.
I don't care.
Where do you pay your tax? Where is our literal business registered? It's your country now. We gotcha with our inferior healthcare system.
Well, that is it from us. But before we go, we'd like to thank all of our patrons with a very special thank you to executive producers Nito and Glitch Rabbit. And also, thank you for listening. You can find the full references for this episode down in the description. Subscribe for new episodes every Monday, and why not leave us a nice wee review? You can support the pod at patreon.com/SciGuys, or you can find and contact us at SciGuysPod on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and at SciGuys on TikTok too. Or you can send us an email at SciGuysPod@gmail.com.
That's SciGuysPod@gmail.com. SciGuysPod@gmail.com.
You can follow me at NotCory everywhere.
And you can follow me to Professor Corey's office for your spanking.
Bye.
Bye.